With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Montana Republicans have been meeting this afternoon ahead of a vote this evening to select their candidate to face Democratic Rob Quist in the special election for Montana's U.S. House seat, May 25th. Democrats picked Quist at their nominating convention yesterday. Seven men are competing to become the GOP candidate. They include former state lawmakers Ed Walker and Ken Miller, as well as current state representative Carl Glimm and sitting state senator Ed Buttrey. Here's what Buttrey says Montana voters want.
They're looking to vote for the person that they think is going to work the hardest, including talking to the other side and listening to differing viewpoints, and is going to work with our president to move the country forward. And that's how they viewed Ryan Zinke.
Bozeman software entrepreneur Greg Gianforte claimed last week that he has enough delegates committed to him to win the Republican nomination. Buttrey disputes that. Here's Greg Gianforte.
The reason I'm running is that Montana needs a strong voice back in Washington, and I'm going to be on Montana's side.
GOP candidates are scheduled to give their speeches to delegates starting at 6 p.m. tonight. Rob Quist won the Democratic nomination yesterday in Helena. It took four rounds of voting to narrow the field from seven candidates to one who won a majority of delegates. Here's Quist after winning the nomination.
This is something I've been doing all my life. You know, I've been campaigning in a different way, but instead of playing music and providing entertainment for people, we'll be giving speeches and hopefully trying to energize people.
Quist has been touring the state talking to voters and Democratic delegates. A Republican super PAC has announced a $700,000 TV advertising campaign against Quist. A new report details the final moments of a career Flathead National Forest law enforcement officer killed last summer after a chance encounter with a grizzly bear. Edward O'Brien reports.
Late last June, Brad Treat and a friend went for an early afternoon mountain bike ride in the Half Moon Lake area just outside Glacier National Park. Chris Servine says Treat is estimated to have been going about 20 miles per hour as he rounded a blind corner at the bottom of a hill.
Mr. Treat and the bear saw each other in a matter of a second or two. Neither one had time to evade each other, and he collided with the bear.
Servine, the retired U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service grizzly bear recovery coordinator, says the 38-year-old Treat was badly injured after crashing into the animal.
Yeah, he broke both his wrists and one of his scapula as he was thrown forward, and the coroners noted that that's typical injury for somebody in a bike crash.
The shocked bear then fatally mauled Treat.
He was bitten by the bear several times in the head. He killed Mr. Treat right away at the site of the collision.
Servine chaired the interagency panel that reviewed the circumstances of Brad Treat's fatal accident.
Colliding with bears is not an unusual thing for mountain bikers. It's actually quite common.
So the Board of Review issued recommendations Monday for mountain bikers riding in bear country. They include watching for signs of bear activity, carrying bear spray, and making noise, but
the key issue is to slow down. You can't go as fast as you can ride in a place where you can't see very well, where you're going to run into an animal like a bear.
The list of recommendations can be found at our website, mtpr.org. Servine also reminds Montanans that some bears will start to emerge from their dens by the end of this month. Hungry sows with cubs are due out by late April to early May. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. At this hour, Montana's Republican Party has started the selection process for a candidate to challenge Democrat Rob Quist in the May special election to fill Montana's lone seat in the U.S. House. Montana Public Radio's Corin Cates Carney is there and says that there's still a little work to be done before delegates will hear from the seven men running to be their party's candidate.
There are a few convention rules that still need to be sorted out, whether there's going to be one vote and whoever gets the most votes there wins, or if they're going to be kind of a round of voting, knocking out the lowest voter until someone else wins a majority of votes. When I was talking to the party chairman, he was saying that last option is preferred, and that the party wants to come out of this united, and if a candidate wins by getting a majority vote, that would really help with that.
Republicans vying to become the candidate include former state lawmakers Ed Walker and Ken Miller, as well as current state representative Carl Glimm and sitting state senator Ed Buttrey. Bozeman entrepreneur Greg Gianforte claims he has enough delegates committed to him to win the contest. Buttrey disagrees. Yesterday, it took Montana Democrats four rounds of voting to winnow their choices from eight candidates down to one, who won a majority of delegates. Musician and rancher Rob Quist came out on top. We'll have more convention coverage later this hour. Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines announced today that he'll hold a teletown hall this coming Wednesday at 6:15 p.m. He'll take questions live from listeners via a telephone conference call. To join the call, text Senator Daines as one word to 828282 or call one of his local offices. More information on our website, mtpr.org. Delegates to the Montana Republican Party's nominating convention in Helena are at this hour preparing to vote for who they want to challenge Democrat Rob Quist in the May special election to fill Montana's lone seat in the U.S. House. Ron Johnson is a delegate from Dillon. He says he's leaning toward supporting Bozeman software entrepreneur Greg Gianforte.
Well, I think his name recognition is very important, and I think that gave, well, he also knows all of these people all over the state. I mean, he was in Dillon three different times and met with all of us.
Gianforte unsuccessfully challenged Democrat Steve Bullock in the governor's race in November. He claims to have enough delegate commitments already to win the nominating contest. State Senator Ed Buttrey of Great Falls, who's also a candidate, disputes that. We'll have more convention coverage later this hour. A new report says Montana stands to lose more than $284 million in health care funding if Congress repeals the Medicaid expansion that's part of the Affordable Care Act. The Montana Healthcare Foundation commissioned the study. It says that since Montana joined the federal Medicaid expansion in 2015, more than 71,000 Montanans have signed on to Medicaid coverage. It says more than 30,000 Montana adults have used that coverage to access preventive care. Critics of Medicaid expansion say it will cost Montana tens of millions of dollars in the future. In 2020, the state becomes responsible for 10% of expansion costs. Right now, the federal government is paying the whole tab. Foundation CEO Dr. Aaron Wernham.
Our standpoint is that ultimately, if we're seeing the pattern continue where we're getting people in for preventive care earlier, that's ultimately going to have a positive impact on reducing more expensive hospitalizations, ER care, reducing some of the very costly consequences of substance use and mental illness.
Wernham says the foundation's report was not produced with any politically partisan intent. He says the foundation advocates for improving health in Montana. You can find a copy of the report on Medicaid expansion at our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.